Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Content. The input provides specific lines for each speaker about OpenAI's restructuring, Greg Brockman, ChatGPT Codex merger, etc. I need to use this content but make it flow naturally as a conversation, adhering to the tone instructions. Guidelines. Maintain alternating format, follow speaker instructions, natural flow, keep core info, add transitions, keep turns concise and engaging. 2. Analyze the input content. The input is essentially a list of lines divided between speaker 1 and speaker 2. It reads a bit like a script already, but the instruction says, transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. I need to ensure the tone difference is clear. Speaker 1 should sound more enthusiastic, maybe using more exclamation points, warmer language. Speaker 2 should sound grounded, analytical, but still friendly. I need to make sure the transitions feel organic, not just a list of statements. I might need to break up some long blocks or add connecting phrases that imply the other person is listening or reacting. However, looking closely at the input, it is a script draft. The prompt asks to transform the provided content. Usually, this means I shouldn't just copy-paste if it feels robotic, but I must keep the core information intact. Wait, the input is the content to be transformed. I need to make sure I don't just output the input exactly if it doesn't meet the natural conversation criteria. The input looks a bit stiff. I should smooth the edges. Correction, the input looks like a raw transcript or outline. I need to polish it into a real podcast script. Constraint check, output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process. Tone check, speaker 1 equals emotive friendly. Speaker 2 equals friendly serious. Flow check, ensure they talk back to each other. 3. Drafting step by step. Intro, speaker 1 sets the stage with energy. Speaker 2 responds with context. Greg Brockman, speaker 2 explains his role. Speaker 1 reacts enthusiastically. ChatGPT Codex merge. Speaker 1 explains the excitement implication. Speaker 2 adds the technical background, the separation before. Why it matters. Speaker 1 focuses on the user experience seamless. Speaker 2 focuses on the business infrastructure logic. Broader context. Speaker 1 talks about the competitive landscape. Speaker 2 talks about AI safety viability. Conclusion. Both wrap up with a forward-looking statement. Refining tone, S1. Wow, you have to see this coming. Isn't that huge? It feels like a big leap, S2. Actually, it makes sense if we look at the infrastructure. We need to consider the implications. This is a serious pivot. Refining flow, avoid monologues. Make sure S2 responds to S1's points. Add conversational fillers like exactly, right, but so, keep it concise. 4. Drafting the script mental or scratchpad. S1. OpenAI is reportedly going through a huge shakeup. It marks a new chapter for them. S2. Yeah, at the center of it all is Greg Brockman. He's stepping up to lead product strategy. S1. That's huge. The main move is merging ChatGPT with Codex. S2. It's a big shift. For years, they kept chat models separate from coding tools. S1. Right. Codex was for devs, ChatGPT for everyone. S2, now, combining them signals a unified ecosystem. S1, I love that idea. No more switching interfaces. Just do it all in one chat. S2, exactly. It shows they believe the future is integrating language and code. S1, it also suggests they want to streamline things. Brockman is a co-founder. S2, he built the infrastructure. His background in systems design is perfect for this blend. S1, so he can handle the consumer side while scaling for enterprise. S2 precisely. And with the market getting crowded, that system's expertise is crucial. S1, what about the people? What does this mean for us? S2, for devs, it's a smoother workflow. One place to write, debug, and deploy. S1, for us regular users. S2, you get a more versatile assistant. Maybe generate scripts or automate tasks directly. S1, and for the company, it's about efficiency. One hybrid model saves resources. S2, it fits the trend. Specialization is giving way to generalization. S1, OpenAI is right at the forefront of that evolution. S2, but we can't forget the scrutiny. Safety and regulation are huge factors here. S1, yeah, they need to remain viable while pushing boundaries. S2, as this settles, the industry watches closely. S1, expectations are high for privacy and safety too. S2, ultimately, Brockman's leadership and this merger are a bold step. S1, it's about an intelligent environment where everything works together. S2, a new standard for everyone involved. 5. Review against constraints, only script content. Yes. No thinking tags. Yes. Alternating format. Yes. Tone checks. S1 is enthusiastic, great. I love that. S2 is grounded, precisely, exactly. We need to consider. Core info intact. Yes, Brockman. ChatGPT Codex merge efficiency, future of AI. 6. Final Polish. Ensure the transitions are smooth and the length feels like a podcast segment. Make sure S1 sounds emotive, using more expressive language, and S2 sounds serious, focusing on implications and facts. Self-correction on tone. S1 shouldn't be too casual, just emotive. S2 shouldn't be too dry, just serious but friendly. Self-correction on content. Make sure I don't lose the specific points about compute resources and training pipelines, as those are specific details in the source. Revised S1 lines. Wow, that sounds like a massive shift. It feels like they're finally connecting the dots, revised S2 lines. It's a calculated move. We have to look at the compute resources. Let's assemble the final output. 7. Final check. No markdown headers, just the script. Wait, the prompt says output only the script content. Usually, that means just the text. I will include the tag speaker 1 and speaker 2. Wait, one more check. The input provided has specific lines. Do I need to use all of them, or just transform the information? The prompt says, transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. I should use the information provided, but rewrite it to fit the tone. I shouldn't just copy-paste the input lines exactly if they don't fit the tone, but I must keep the core info. The input lines are quite stiff. I will adapt them to sound like spoken dialogue. Actually, looking at the instruction again, the input will include speaker instructions and content with speaker tags. Your output should maintain the same format with speaker 1 and speaker 2 tags. Okay, I will use the provided information but refine the dialogue. Let's write it. Wait, I need to make sure I don't output the speaker 1 instruction lines in the final output. Just the script. Okay, ready to generate. Wait, one detail. Make the conversation flow naturally. The input is a list of statements. I need to make them conversational. Example, input. OpenAI is reportedly undergoing a significant restructuring. Script, speaker 1. Wow, you have to hear this. OpenAI is reportedly undergoing a significant restructuring. Okay, I will blend the tone into the text. Wait, strict constraint. Output only the script content. I will not add any intro text. Let's GOCW/think.
Wow, you have to hear this news. OpenAI is reportedly undergoing a significant restructuring. It really marks a new strategic chapter for the artificial intelligence giant.
It is a pivotal moment. At the center of this pivot is Greg Brockman, a co-founder, who is stepping up to lead product strategy.
That feels like a massive shift. The primary strategic move involves merging the company's flagship conversational model, ChatGPT, with its programming powerhouse, Codex.
Exactly. For years, OpenAI maintained a distinct separation between consumer-facing chat models and developer-focused coding capabilities.
Right. Codex has long been a critical asset for developers, translating natural language into functional code, while ChatGPT dominated the consumer market by democratizing AI conversation.
By combining these entities, OpenAI signals a shift toward a unified product ecosystem. It's a serious consolidation.
And it suggests the company believes the future of AI lies in the seamless integration of natural language processing and coding capabilities.
I agree. Users will no longer need to switch between different interfaces to build applications or get answers. They will be able to perform both within the same conversation.
Greg Brockman's appointment to lead product strategy indicates a desire to streamline operations.
As one of the original co-founders, he has been instrumental in building the infrastructure that powers the company's models. His background in software engineering and systems design makes him uniquely qualified to lead a strategy that blends consumer utility with developer tools.
That makes perfect sense. Under his guidance, the focus will likely shift towards scaling these capabilities for enterprise use cases while maintaining the consumer experience.
This leadership change comes at a time when the AI landscape is becoming increasingly competitive, with other players vying for market share. Brockman's expertise in building robust systems will be crucial in navigating this crowded field.
The decision to combine ChatGPT and Codex has far-reaching implications for various stakeholders. It's exciting to think about.
For developers, the integration could lead to a more efficient workflow.
Exactly. Developers might be able to use a single interface to write, debug, and deploy code, leveraging the natural language understanding of ChatGPT alongside the coding precision of Codex.
For consumers, end users will experience a more versatile assistant.
Instead of just chatting, they could potentially generate scripts, automate tasks, and build prototypes directly through their chat interface.
For the company, consolidating these products allows OpenAI to optimize its compute resources and training pipelines.
Training a single, hybrid model could be more cost-effective than maintaining two separate, massive systems.
This strategic move reflects a broader trend in the technology sector.
It's like we are watching it happen in real time. Companies are increasingly realizing that specialization is giving way to generalization.
As models become more capable, the lines between general chatbots and specialized coding assistants are blurring.
OpenAI's decision to merge these products positions them at the forefront of this evolution.
Furthermore, this shakeup comes amidst a backdrop of intense scrutiny on AI safety, regulation, and economic viability.
By focusing on product strategy, Brockman and the leadership team aim to ensure that OpenAI remains a viable, sustainable business while pushing the boundaries of what is technically possible.
As the dust settles on this announcement, the industry will be watching closely.
Expectations are high for a seamless user experience that respects privacy and safety standards while delivering on the promise of powerful, integrated AI tools.
In conclusion, Greg Brockman's leadership and the merging of ChatGPT and Codex represent a bold step forward.
It suggests that the future of AI isn't just about talking to a bot or writing code separately. It is about creating an intelligent environment where both capabilities work in harmony.
For users, developers, and businesses alike, this shift promises a more integrated and powerful AI experience, setting a new standard for the industry.